For my talk tonight, I want to remember two of our late members of this congregation, and to set that up, I'll give a little bit of information about my situation in that scheme of things. My wife Glenda and I were both raised and born and raised in Coleman County until our late teens, and then parted ways and moved away, and later on became married and lived in Birmingham for a while, and for a long time, as a matter of fact. Then we moved back to Coleman, and that was in the 1980s, and we began worshiping in a congregation where Brother Everett Chandler was an elder, one of the elders. And after a while, I was added to to part of that group, and for some lengthy period of time. Then Brother Everett Chandler began worshiping in another congregation until this congregation was began. He was instrumental in this congregation. And after a couple of years, then Glenda and I joined this congregation also. And after a short period of time, Brother Everett and I were both named as elders here. And I'm proud to say that the congregation had a good period of time during that period of time. But I learned a lot about Brother Chandler. In our travels around the county, visiting with people and doing our work, he informed me of his childhood, and he was fortunate to be born into a family who grounded him well in the truths of the Bible. And that served him well for into his 90s. He had a lot of battles along the way for the truth. But he was a good man, and he worked hard for the kingdom of God. I was privileged to get to know him. And the fact that he was had that advantage of being born into a family that grounded him well is not a fact that all of us have. I was not raised under those circumstances. Our sound is gone again.
You might want to just use the main mic.
I don't know if I can stay that close to it or not. I'll try. But there is a benefit in both circumstances. Knowing Brother Chandler was an asset to me because I learned a lot from him. And I was privileged to serve with him in those circumstances. Then we have another brother, Brother Sonny Leverage, who came to worship here shortly after Brother Joe came to work with us. He and Clara joined our efforts, and very quickly, he and Brother Steve became close friends. As Brother Steve relates this story to me, they had coffee together several times during the week, every week. And one of these particular times, they always talked about the Bible. One of these particular times, the subject that they were talking about was baptism. And into that conversation, Brother Sonny says, "I need to be baptized." And Brother Steve says, "I was shocked at the Bible knowledge he had, but that he all of a sudden realized he needed to be baptized. Well, the very next day, he calls Brother Joe and they came down to the building and he was baptized into Christ. That reminds me of several stories of the New Testament. The Ethiopian eunuch, for example, was taught by Philip on his way back home. And Philip asked him, says, do you understand what you're reading? The eunuch said, how can I except some man teach me? And when he was taught, he said, well, here's water. What hinders me to being baptized? He knew he needed to be baptized and he was ready to be baptized. And we have the jailer who was taught the gospel. And he and his household was baptized that very night. The urgency of baptism is always out front. We have the account of the Acts 2:38 where 3,000 souls were saved. And the leaders of the Jewish people was convicted that at that point in time of the fact that they needed to be baptized. And it was urgent. It was immediate. 3,000 souls were baptized on that one day. And then we have the account of the Bereans. The Scripture says they were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they examined the Scriptures daily to see whether those things that they were taught were so. That impressed me about Brother Sonny. He realized the urgency of being baptized. He and I had breakfast on several occasions, and we'd talk about the Bible. And I was impressed, the same as Steve was, about his knowledge of the Bible. But the one thing that bothered him a great... Well, I'm not going to say it bothered him. The one thing he had difficulty understanding was the qualification of elders. And we talked about that a lot. But I was impressed and I was thrilled that Sonny obeyed the gospel. He was in his early 80s when he obeyed the gospel. So he had a very short time in the kingdom of God, to work in the kingdom of God. But that also reminded me of the fact that the owner of the vineyard in Matthew chapter 20 went out early in the day and hired those to work in the vineyard. And he went out three other times during the day and hired workers, one of them very late in the day. When the day was ended and it came time for him to pay, they all received the same pay. Even those that worked just a short period of time during the day received the same pay as those that had worked all day. Sonny's story reminded me of that, in that he was not a Christian for a long, long time like Brother Everett was. But Brother Sonny receives the same reward that Brother Everett does. Now that reward is great. Brother Everett is not limited in his reward at all. You and I are not going to be limited in our reward. I've been a Christian since I was 27 years old, as a matter of fact. It scares me to death sometimes to think about what my life would have been like had I not obeyed the gospel. And there was good chances that I might not have obeyed the gospel, because I was not brought up as Brother Everett was in the truths of the Bible. And here I am already married with a family. There's a lot of people who never obey the gospel. So it's frightening. It's urgent. We all need to obey the gospel. And as I thought about Brother Sonny, and then Joe and I talked about it, and we talked about Brother Everett, and I thought, what a contrast, but what an equal reward. And both of them were great men. And I'm thrilled to have known both of them. So we all need to give some thought to our life as Christians. And if you're not a Christian, you need to give some thought to becoming one. It's an important part of your existence. It's a great life while we live here on earth. And it'll be a greater life after death. I think most of us probably are afraid of death. But really, death is the release. It's the reward. It's the time to really live after death. So being baptized into Christ is the beginning of that. And we invite you to consider and to come forward and let Brother Joe help you through that process, and that we all can work together then to our final reward. If you have a need for being baptized into Christ, we ask you to come forward while we stand and sing.